This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Primetime on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. Hi. Welcome back. It's our second hour of radio broadcast today. Sook's 1 foot out the door.
I don't know what you're talking about. Broadcast excellence. Let's go.
Joey Harrington next hour. See how fired up that guy is.
I'm guessing pretty fired up.
You think so?
He seems to be pretty invested in this whole national championship thing.
Yeah. But
what?
We have to wait like...
I wouldn't know. My school already has one, so, you know, it's like...
Old hat.
Old hat. 1984. Yep. I'm 6 years old. Remember that well.
He'll be on at 5:30. Looking at the Rams Niners, are they going to cut that Campbell guy?
Yes. They already said
it. In fact,
his teammates are just ripping him to shreds.
Kyle Shanahan says he won't speak to him.
No.
Well, yeah.
Shanahan.
I mean, but he would be the one cutting him. He's like, I'm not even going to do that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
Shanahan.
Let somebody else do
that. At the press conference, Shanahan. If you don't know what happened, so Dre Greenlaw came back, and
until he didn't,
and then had soreness.
Yes, and had soreness. So,
well, he had soreness in his knee.
Yeah.
It was an Achilles injury, right? Yes.
I thought he had soreness in his knee and his Achilles.
Oh, did he?
Because he was using the Theragun thing on his calf and that area.
Yeah. So DeAndre Campbell is a guy that got cut by the Packers, and the Niners picked him up. This is at the start of the year. So he's been the starting linebacker and has not been very good, right? He has not been a stalwart there. So he's on a one-year deal. Greenlaw comes back, and Greenlaw obviously is inserted into the starting lineup, and Mr. Campbell apparently is really pissy about that. He doesn't feel like he should get bumped. Okay.
For Dre Greenlaw?
For Greenlaw.
Okay,
so,
dude.
So third quarter, Greenlaw experiences some soreness and says, hey, I need to come out. So they go to put him in, and he says no. And I guess Shanahan was like, what? And they're like, dude, he is saying he's not going to go in the game.
Like, I'm not playing tonight.
Shanahan goes over specifically and asks him, like personally, he's like, dude, what are you doing? He goes, I'm not playing tonight, and I'm going to the locker room. And just quits. And so then afterwards,
yikes,
like, people were wondering, like, what was going on?
Wow.
And Shanahan said it. He said just that. He goes, I asked him, and he said he's not going to play today, and he's going to the locker room. And then that was, like, the end of it. And then later on, someone asked him, and Shanahan goes, dude, we do not, because they said, are you going to cut him? And he said, probably, we'll figure something out.
He said, there are some things we'll have to figure out first. Like,
they're trying
just
to figure
contractually.
Out how to do it.
Yeah, to make sure that it's like done above board in the right way. But like, he's never going to set foot in this building.
And then later on, a different network was interviewing him, and he stopped him and said, "We don't ever have to talk about him again." So, and then his teammates came out and ripped him a new one.
Chavarius Ward and George Kittle. Kittle said, "I've never played with someone like that, and I hope I never do again."
No, I mean, his career is over. He's
God, how to not make more money by Devondre Campbell.
It's unbelievable.
Jeez, man.
I mean, Shannon Sharp said in his 14 years, never seen anything like it. I mean, the only thing that I've said is
Vontae Davis.
Vontae Davis, the cornerback for the Bills, quit mid-game.
He retired at halftime. He just said, I mean, I don't know that Devondre Campbell was retiring, although this is going to end up being a retirement, but yeah.
And then he started posting crap on Instagram, like saying, hey.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. He put on Instagram. He's like, hey, someone about to get a real one. No.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
What does that mean?
Like, he's saying he's a real one. So, like, another team's about to get someone real good.
Yes.
No.
No. Yeah. No, you're done.
No one's going to sign him.
No, he is done.
Can't just quit.
No. And he, by the way, he is not. He already got cut by the Packers. He's about to get cut by the Niners. No one will pick him up. And he's played, I want to say he's played 8 or 9 years. I mean, so he's stuck around, but he's a very average player, and he just ensured himself that he will not have another job.
Niners gave him 1 year, $5 million.
Yeah. Somebody dug up an old tweet of his from 11 years ago that said, "I need to quit football and just be a model. I'm handsome AF, dog. I shouldn't be beating my body up like this."
Yeah. He is, he's something special. Wow. He is a handsome guy, though. I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. Well, not gonna play here anymore.
So here's how the drive chart went in that game. Punt, punt, field goal, punt, 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 field goal, punt.
Set a record this season for 11 punts in the first half.
Yeah, the first half, there was 11 punts. The Rams had 15 yards of passing offense, and combined, I believe there was 134 yards of total offense in the first half to go along with that whopping 11 punts. And I believe they ended up with 20 punts for the whole game.
The second half, punt, field goal, punt, field goal, interception, field goal. End of game.
Well, and unfortunately,
12-6.
San Francisco had some opportunities. Purdy could not throw the ball downfield. Intermediate stuff, he was lights out, but he had that brutal underthrow to Pearsall, and then the next play he tried to make up for it and threw a bad overthrow into double coverage. Got intercepted. Thanks for coming. And
oh, by the way, Debo Samuel, who felt the need to chirp on Twitter
twice
about not getting the ball and being frustrated, dropped a ball right over the middle that would have been 6 if he hauls it in.
Yes, would have been a first down and probably a touchdown. Someone said apparently in his hand warmer there is a lube and or butter, because
right at the numbers.
You can't. If you're Debo and you've been chirping,
you got to bring that one.
You can't do that. You absolutely can't. It's that they win that game.
He got booed after that.
Yeah. He had 3 catches for 16 yards for a long of 6 yards. And by the way, I mean, they force him the ball. I mean, they're doing things to try to get the ball in his hands, and he's just a bad player at this point.
Is there any talk of Shanahan being out of there?
Yes. Yeah.
That's just silly.
I think it is silly, too.
It is silly, but there are people who have talked about whether he could get run out of town or whether just because of their asset situation, whether they would trade Shanahan for picks or something like that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you get rid of Kyle Shanahan, then your head is squarely up your ass.
John Lynch gave him a vote of confidence last week or the week before. I don't think he's going anywhere, but the media there, they're making noises like he could be on the hot seat.
It's without question. He's one of the top 5 coaches. You can make the argument he's one of the top 3 coaches in the league. And look, I don't know what you want from the 49ers. Realize that they are without their best receiver all year. They're without their best running back, who is the best running back in the NFL all year. They're without their backup running back. Their wide receiver that they drafted got shot. Their left tackle, who's one of the best left tackles of all time, he's out because, well, his kids died. Dre Greenlaw, who was their second best, third best defensive player, he just came back. He's been out all year. Bosa's been nicked up all year. I mean, oh, by the way, Fred Warner's playing with a broken ankle. He's been doing that all year. What would you like Kyle Shanahan to do
Oh, and Talanoa Hufanga is coming off an injury. He's wearing a club right now.
Yeah. I'd also like to point out that in their losses, they had a single-digit loss to the Rams, a single-digit loss to the Cardinals, which I can't figure out how they lost that, a game against the Seahawks, which I can't figure out how they lost. Like, I mean, and then that Rams one that, again, if Debo just catches the ball, dude, they win that game. I'm sorry. This just is not Kyle Shanahan's fault. It is not. This has been a mash unit and guys not perform. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention that Debo Samuel is the other guy you're paying, just got fat and old like overnight and now seemingly can't catch the ball. Like, that, this is not on Shanahan in any shape or form. And if you did run him out of there, if you're another organization, even if you had a decent
this is
coach,
again your thing. You always say this. Who are you going to go get instead? Who are you going to get that's better?
Yes.
Like,
Lynch isn't going to fire him. Lynch is smart.
No.
He gets
They will not move on from him.
I could see a bad franchise overreacting,
yeah,
but not them.
The only problem with San Francisco is, and we talked about this, their window in this version of it is
they need a complete rebuild.
They need a complete rebuild, and the problem is that you're going to have to rebuild now with Brock Purdy. And again, anyone saying that Brock Purdy isn't a franchise quarterback, I don't know what to tell you. You're just dumb. You just don't look at numbers. Brock Purdy is a really good quarterback. Brock Purdy is a top 10 quarterback in this league. Is he top three? No. But he's really good, and you're going to pay him. I wouldn't give him $60 million, but you're going to pay him, which means that this version of it just got a lot harder. So you are going to have to make some tough decisions. Debo's got to be gone. You have to completely revamp your defense. Your Trent Williams isn't getting any younger. You need a new O-line, and you need some of the guys that you drafted to come through. And then the big question is, how old is Christian McCaffrey? Let's see what old Christian is. Because there is some serious wear and tear on that body.
28.
And, dude, so he'll turn 29 next year? 30-year-old running backs don't have a great track record, and Christian McCaffrey, before he got to San Francisco, was known for being mainly what? Injury prone. Comes to San Francisco, turns out to be really durable for 2 years and was gangbusters, and that trade seems way worth it. Now we're dealing with a season where he basically was dealing with a potential torn Achilles injury the entire time. Now he's got this PCL thing. We'll see what happens, but now you got to call into question if McCaffrey is not the player that he was and never goes back to that. Look, just everything's up in the air. Like I said, this window for the Niners, where they were one of the three best teams, played in two Super Bowls, I'm not saying that it's slammed shut, but it certainly feels like the page is
barely a draft
coming
through.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have lost that Super Bowl, Buckley.
Either of them.
Well, this last one, yeah.
Really, they were two plays away.
Yeah. Did you see Garoppolo's brother?
Yeah. Being what was that about? Douche. I don't know.
So he was on social meds.
Garoppolo's got a. Is he hot like Jimmy?
His name's Chase.
Chase Garoppolo. And he just showed a picture of Shanahan, and he said, supposed offensive genius or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's. What a.
Laughing emoji.
What a. Never
Which heard. Is so weird because, like, Garoppolo was never more relevant than with Shanahan.
Yes.
And if Garoppolo could have hit Emmanuel Sanders one time, he's a Super Bowl champion with Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan made Jimmy Garoppolo a lot of money.
Yes.
And now you're there taking shots.
You know, I have another question. You said Shanahan top five coach in the NFL?
Yes.
Who are your top five coaches in the NFL?
So Andy Reid is number one. And I don't think anyone can question that. Right?
Did you hold on to that?
Okay.
We'll do it next.
All right.
And then we're going to look at that. We have some big NFL games this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yes, it's a great week.
I knew that.
How about that? Lions, Bills, anyone?
Mm-hmm. Golf.
So that's next on The Fan.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Quick update on Randy Moss. He did come out and reveal that he had cancer. They said that they found a mass in between his pancreas and liver.
Yeah.
He had one surgery a while back, and he had another one this week to remove the mass, and he said they did get it out of there, but he still has to go through chemo and some radiation.
Yeah, and so we'll see what happens. I just, it's weird language because is it liver cancer? We know something. His eyes are bright yellow.
I read bile duct cancer.
And well, that's what he said. It was in the bile duct right between his pancreas and the liver.
Because when I heard pancreas, I was like, oh, boy. Yeah. That's the one you do well, not
hopefully
want.
They caught in time.
So we'll.
Well, he's kind of insinuating that they did.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, hopefully the cells and everything didn't reach there.
Well,
yeah.
He is saying he wants you all to go to randymoss.com and buy his Team Moss merch.
Yeah. They're going to moss out cancer. So, that's terrifying. You start talking about liver and pancreas and cancer, and that's no good.
Top five NFL coaches, go.
Okay, well, without question, Andy Reid is number one.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody argues.
And there could be no argument there. After that, I think I got to go Sean McVay, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's got a Super Bowl, he's been to another one, and... he has held together this Rams team through a transition, and I love coaches that can do that. That this is this team, and even the one that won the Super Bowl, really doesn't resemble. I mean, there was a monumental shift in the way they ran their team, and from the first Super Bowl to this one, and even though with all the injuries and stuff, dude, they're still sitting there with a chance to go to the postseason. So I really like Sean McVay, and then honestly. I think number three, like you can bring up the Tomlins, you can bring up the Harbaughs, and I'm not going to argue with that. Tomlin's got a Super Bowl and he's a great leader. I personally like coaches that can design schemes. I think Kyle Shanahan is number three. I really do. I think Shanahan been to two Super Bowls and they are a play away from winning two Super Bowls. And that is not on Kyle Shanahan. And he has done it again with as many injuries as anyone in the NFL. So I am going to go. I'm going Shanahan 3, I'm going Tomlin 4, and I'm probably going Harbaugh 5, and then can I put a little...
Well, which Harbaugh? Which Harbaugh?
John has a Super Bowl. Huh. Jim does not.
Block cock,
not yet.
Ready to rock.
And I am going to put my little caveat, because I think there are three guys that are coming. By the way, his brother being one of them. Again, give him more time, but what he's done with the Chargers, he certainly is in this conversation, and I absolutely love Matt LaFleur and Kevin O'Connor. I think they are they're as bright as anyone in the NFL. And then I just think Dan Campbell belongs in that conversation.
Yeah, we didn't mention Campbell.
Yeah.
Like, where
and
does
on the
he
way
fit
up,
in?
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
He's top 10. But again, if you're asking me who I want to take, as much as I love Dan Campbell and the CEO type and the motivation, which is why I love Tomlin, I just will always defer in this day and age to play callers and guys that design offenses, which is why I lean personally towards the Matt LaFleurs and the O'Connells and the Shanahans and the McVays. And Andy Reid's that way, too. I mean, we forget Andy Reid still runs their offense. Like, Andy Reid is the freaking... king of this. And when he's done, Andy Reid will probably be considered one of the three or four best coaches to ever coach in this game. But I think there's a lot of really, really good coaches. But to me, Shanahan, easily top five. And on my list, three or four.
Dave Canales ain't making the list.
Again, well, no.
I want to keep that private.
There's two guys who don't get much love that have really good teams. One is Sean McDermott.
Sure.
I don't really know what to make of him.
McDermott unfortunately falls into the you just keep running into Patrick Mahomes. I think McDermott is a really solid coach. Remember a couple years ago there was some talk that maybe they need to move on from him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's silly. And again, look at the transition that Buffalo has gone through. Sean McDermott's a good coach. Is he in the class that those other guys are? No, I think he's in that next tier.
And the other one has the best winning percentage of any coach going, including Andy Reid.
It's Sirianni, isn't
Sirianni.
It? Yeah.
See? No one talks about Sirianni, and I don't think he's that great. But.
He's not. Sirianni is a product of having an elite roster, an elite GM, and give him credit because your record is what it is, and you're on the doorstep of winning a Super Bowl. I just think the Eagles succeed, not in spite of Sirianni. I just think if you put any one of those coaches and probably four or five others in Philadelphia, they are the Eagles are better tomorrow by inserting those guys.
Huh, yeah. I tend to agree.
Like you give me like Sean Payton, who I think is a really good coach. And
there's another one. Yeah.
Who's again, there's a lot of elite coaches. If you gave me Sean Payton and you put him in Philadelphia, how long would it take you if I can make that trade? It'd take me half a second. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Immediately, Philadelphia, I feel a lot better about winning the Super Bowl. And there's something about Sirianni and the kind of the locker room stuff and the way their offense is kind of clunky at times. I that's a Barry Switzer sort of thing. They're good, but I feel like he holds them back a little bit. And if they win a Super Bowl, then hey, everyone shuts up and hey, win your Super Bowl, give you some flowers. But it's weird to say, but on that entire organizational front, offense, defense, coach, ownership, all that, their weakest part, I think, is the head coach.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Did you mention LaFleur?
Yeah, I love Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he's great.
When Matt LaFleur lost Jordan Love and they had to go to Malik Willis, go look at some of the running game plans that he put together. Some of the most creative run schemes I have ever seen. And he made Malik Willis look like not just a competent, but a good NFL quarterback.
They won both those games.
Yes. Matt LaFleur is a really, really good coach. And it's funny, at one point we were having this debate of, is Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers the problem? And who are you going to choose? Green Bay made the right choice by going with Matt LaFleur. Yeah. And I think Matt LaFleur made Jordan Love a lot of money. And he's one of those guys like Kevin O'Connell. Same thing with Sam Darnold. Whoever is the quarterback in Minnesota, now it helps you have a good old line and you've got really good weapons. Kevin O'Connell, if I'm a quarterback needing to resurrect my career, I will do anything I can to get in Matt LaFleur or Kevin O'Connell's meeting room and just sit there.
I don't know what you think, but certainly feels like the head coaching pool is deeper than ever.
It's really good.
Because we didn't even mention McDonald.
Nope.
The guy in Seattle is just getting started, and he looks really good.
Yeah. Well, again, the fact that it took us this long to get to Sean Payton,
right?
Who is a really good coach and has won a Super Bowl.
And the YouTube chat bringing up Dan Quinn doing a nice job with the Commanders, too.
Yes.
I mean, there's another one.
And by the way, I really think that he's been kind of handcuffed, but I think Shane Steichen in Indianapolis is a really good coach.
I mean, a lot of people left the Cardinals for dead, and Gannon's doing okay there. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's going the right direction.
Yeah, Gannon in Arizona, he's all right.
There is
good young coaches.
And you're right. Mike McDonald has the Seahawks pointed in the right direction.
He's good,
took
him
a little bit, but they have figured out that defense. Yeah. And
you think they beat the Packers?
It's a good one. That's a game.
This is going to be great.
It's not my game of the week, because that's obviously Bills and Lions. But this Seattle game, Green Bay, I want to believe in Seattle. I said that they were going to be a playoff team, and then I fell off the Seahawks wagon, and now I'm back on it a little bit. I would love to see Seattle. Defensively, they're going to be fine. I think this defense is...
Yeah.
This is...
Oh, yeah.
Since the last 3 or 4 weeks, this is the top 6 defense in the league, and I think it's going to stay.
It's the O-line.
Yes, it's that. If the O-line shows up and they can run the ball and they give Geno time and they can work their play-action game, and it shows me that this offense is stabilized and it's for real, I don't even need you to beat Green Bay. I just need you to go toe-to-toe and show that you're a competent offense against Green Bay, and I'll buy into what McDonald and the Seahawks have going on.
Well, if they lose, they're tied. Since the Rams won last night,
yep,
they're tied with the Rams if they lose on Sunday night.
More than likely, it's going to come down to Week 18. Winner gets into the playoffs, and the loser goes home between the Seahawks and the Rams.
Well,
and
the Seahawks got the Packers and the Vikings.
Yeah, it's tough.
Mm. And we get 2 Monday night games this week, but they both suck.
Oh, yeah. What are the...
Falcons, Raiders. I mean, come on.
Yuck.
What are you doing to us?
I don't know.
Bears, Vikings.
Whatever. I mean, I guess...
All the good games are in the afternoon on Sunday.
I mean, I guess... Is anyone even... I hate to do it because I like young quarterbacks and I like watching young quarterbacks. I need to move on to next season for the Bears and Caleb Williams. I can't.
You think they should just quit?
I can't. I would like them. I would like them to quit.
Just quit. Just forfeit.
Yes. I would like them to just fast forward to next year and get your permanent staff in place, revamp your O-line, and let's try again. Because after last week's debacle, I can't with Caleb Williams. I can't with Caleb Williams.
Who's even
anymore.
Their interim coach?
It was their offensive coordinator.
Their offense sucks. Why'd they promote that guy?
He was like their pass. Well, they fired Waldron, promoted their passing coordinator.
Did you see the other piece of Bears-related news that came out today?
No.
That The Colts were ready to fire Matt Eberflus as their defensive coordinator before the Bears hired him.
Dear.
Yeah.
Thomas Brown. So.
Never heard of him.
Well, he was their passing game coordinator, and then they fired their coordinator. He became the passing game, or became the offensive coordinator. Then they fired Eberflus, and then he became the head coach. And for a brief moment, people were like, oh, well, is this going to turn into something? And then it all came crashing down. And I just would like to say again, I'm done with the Bears. I can't. I'm done.
So Sunday afternoon.
Wake me up.
Colts, Broncos.
Yes.
This is the afternoon slate. Bills, Lions, Steelers, Eagles, Bucks, Chargers, and then Packers, Seahawks on Sunday night.
It's as good of a midday lineup as we've had all year.
But the 10 a.m. games kind of suck.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Browns, best one there.
Yeah. But that afternoon slate, let's
Unless
go.
You like Cowboys, Panthers.
How about them Cowboys?
We didn't mention Mike McCarthy.
I want to mention, and I will say this.
He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, yeah, or a coach,
away.
I mean.
Yeah, go away.
You go away.
No, go away.
You go away.
While I refuse to watch any more Caleb Williams, you know who I do like watching right now? And I've come around.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. I'm telling you.
You crapped all over him.
Everyone did. He had shown not one single trait of being an NFL quarterback. And since that benching, Bryce Young looks like a real NFL quarterback. And if Leggett catches that ball, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Did you also see that he had raccoon for Thanksgiving?
I could get it to that end zone.
He is country.
I say the deep ball, man.
He's eating raccoon.
Well, he had raccoon for Thanksgiving.
You can't.
Well, he gets him, and they asked him, what was he on, some podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on
and they said, hey.
The St. Brown Brothers.
How do you get your raccoon? He's like, I shoot him.
Boy. Dude, there's country. And then there's
Xavier Leggett.
And then it's a whole other beast. Hold on to the damn ball, Deebo Samuels. You had a chance to beat the Eagles?
All right, in the news is coming up next. I have sea pickle news.
Ooh. What's a sea pickle?
I mean, it's like a penis of the sea.
See this pickle.
Yeah, see it. Check it out.
See what you did there?
I see.
All right. ITN is next. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nice to have you along. It is Friday, a football Friday. Joey Harrington will be a part of that, as he usually is, at 5:30.
Even though there's no football today.
Well, there's usually not on Friday.
Yeah, still football season.
Do you guys want to break down high school with him? Too early to do the 2025 high school football preview?
We'll give Anthony Joey Newman a call, have him break down the title he just won.
That's right. There is no high school football. Like, we got...
It's done.
Nothing.
It's over.
We got nothing, dude.
Yeah, there's never anything on Friday, though, really.
No.
But we do have Army Navy.
There you go.
So
go Navy, beat Army.
December 13, 2024, time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman.
And that's the way the news goes.
It is brought to you, as always, by the Advocates. Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
It's a fun accent.
That's my, who's the guy on... give me the Gilligan's Island characters.
Thurston Howell the Third.
Thurston, yeah, that's my Thurston. Lovey.
Have you ever encountered someone that speaks like that? It's really alarming. It's like when you meet someone that speaks like a Valley girl, you're like, oh my God, this is real.
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't think I've ever really encountered like the Thurston, like full-on Thurston, but there are people that speak rather snootily.
I know a Thurston Howell the Third, and it's...
He speaks like...
He speaks like... He's a wealthy guy like that.
And no way.
Yes.
Makes me think of the Mater D and Ferris Bueller. Don't make me get snooty. Snooty? Snotty.
Well, the first time I met him, I thought he was doing a bit. And then I realized he's not doing a bit. It's just... Yeah.
So does it come with the money then? Or like, did he always have that?
I don't know.
Because there's no Rube from Mississippi who speaks like that.
He does come for money. And that's the crappy part is like, he didn't earn his money.
Is it like leftover from like lineage of British royalty and kind of like just having some sort of colonial accent or something?
You know who drives me... You know who has that? And it drives me freaking crazy is that... Kim Cattrall. She does that in, what's the big
Sex
show?
Sex in the City.
Yeah, Sex in the City. I can't be with him because drives me up a wall.
How much Sex in the City are you watching?
Well, my wife used to watch it. I mean, I think it's over now,
which
right?
Means, yeah, but it's been over for a long
time. Doesn't mean you can't rewatch.
I mean, I would, you know, like, she'd be watching it, and dude, I'd watch it.
It was
she
fine.
She drives me
can solid
we all
HBO
be
production.
Honest, every one of us has done this. What the hell are you watching? And then she says it, and then you sit down, and like, 10 minutes later, you're like, wait, so what's happening here? What's that, Samantha, that bitch? And next thing you know, dude, you're watching. It's happened to all of us.
SJP's just out here boinking everybody.
I like what she's bringing to the table. It's a controversial statement. She's my favorite one on that show.
Really?
She's pretty good on there. Talking about Sarah Jessica Parker.
I just have always had a thing for Sarah Jessica Parker, and everyone always says she looks like a horse and all that. I like what she's got going on.
What?
Yeah.
A horse?
Dude, people are always very critical.
You guys are awful.
Yeah. Started in Footloose, man. From my childhood.
No. Duh. Today's National Salesperson Day.
Shout out to all the sales bros out there.
Yeah, they're all out of the building already.
Yeah,
it's not even 5 o'clock they left.
Well, it's Friday. We're at that point of the year where no one's going to do any work for the next 2 weeks.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Monday's the 16th, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's right. And then when Christmas is on a Wednesday, I mean...
It's weird.
Dude, come on. You're not going to get anybody to work all week.
No.
It is also National Day of the Horse.
Oh. I'm the Chinese calendar, I'm a horse.
I love the horse.
I like horses, owned one because it's terrible. Worst thing I ever did. We didn't even buy. We inherited Patches. That old nag. It was the worst decision of all time. As a father, never get talked into by your daughters and your wife to get a horse.
Well,
don't
I think that
do it.
Horses are
terrible,
like
sucky.
Really, really fast, expensive cars.
Yeah.
Don't. buy a knockoff. If you can afford a really fast, expensive car, go for it. But don't half-ass it.
Yeah, don't. Getting patches was like buying like an 84, like... Like the 949 Porsche from like 1984 that was viewed as like the worst car of all time. And you're like, well, it's a Porsche.
So I was out with my buddy, you know, him who was in here last night, and we went out and he revealed to me just in passing that he has 6 horses.
Oh.
And I didn't know that.
He's a Montana guy.
But he lives in Montana John on a Dutton. Ranch. Yeah. He's basically John Dutton. Pretty of much. Course he has horses. He loves them. He thinks they're great and they're kids and everything. But you can't do the patches thing. You know, you're all in on the horses and you can afford it and you don't care.
15 years ago and I'm still scarred by patches.
Yeah. I love horses though. They're great. People at the Oregon coast recently have been finding strange semi-translucent objects that kind of look like penises washing up on the shore.
Oh.
Although in this article it says pickles, but I...
Yeah, we know. Yeah, no, they're just saying that to be nice.
Well, you can't really... On Oregon Live, you can't put penis in there.
Is this like the new orb program instead of finding the glass orbs?
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
Wouldn't that be funny? Because, you know, everyone does the floats, the glass floats down there and they hide them. What if you just went around and hit a bunch of, like, sex toys? So when all, like, the kids and the, like, everyone's going searching for the floats.
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
They're like, that's not a float. They're running up to Mom, I think I found a float. I'm sorry. That would be fantastic. Kid learned something that day.
The sea pickles, that is what they are called.
Yeah, sea penises. Have some courage, Oregon Live.
They are not bizarre jellyfish. They are pyrosomes, which are made up of colonies of multi-celled animals called zooids. Zoids.
What?
Zoinks.
Wait, is what my kid was poking with a stick over the weekend.
Yeah, did you see him out there?
Oh, yeah. We spent about 20 minutes poking them with sticks. We thought they were dead jellyfish.
Yeah, they're not. They're penises.
Mm.
And they
But they're not actually penises.
No.
They just look like them.
They're sea pickles. They kind of look like little Twinkies, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway... They're a plankton-eating creature, and they can glow.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they dead when they're on the... That's what I'm wondering. Like, so clearly they've washed up. Are they dead, or are they... Should we not poke them? I appreciated that his son was taking a satanic interest in poking. You know, when in doubt, poke it with a stick.
It doesn't say.
So we don't know. So, shouldn't we know if we're harming the sea penis? By poking it or not?
And shouldn't we know if it'll harm us if we touch it with our bare hands?
Yeah.
Look, I just wanted to say sea penis.
Says dolphins and bony fish have been known to eat them. They're not believed to be toxic to pets, but it's probably best to keep domesticated animals from eating them.
Hey, beginning January 1st, you can no longer mow down pedestrians in Washington.
Oh, that's disappointing. I was thinking about doing that over the... Well, I still got time.
We'll get to that story next. You do. You have a couple days left. Well, you know, 3 weeks left.
Yeah. Right.
And more staff put on leave in St. Helens. Heads are rolling up there.
Yeah. Bad things.
Or over there. Well.
Adjacent. Over. Just somewhere.
In the News continues next on The Fan. All right. Nice to have you along. This is In the News right here for December 13th. Can you believe that? December 13th.
I can.
No. Starting January 1, 2025, Washington State will implement a new law intended to enhance safety for vulnerable road users such as pedestrians, cyclists, and individuals using personal mobility devices. The law is aiming to reduce injuries and deaths from crashes involving pedestrians and cyclists by increasing the penalties for negligent drivers. A fine of $5,000... up to 364 days in jail and suspension of driving privileges for 90 days.
Where was this, 3 or 4 years ago when that D-bag ran me off the road?
Penalties for negligent driver who seriously injures a vulnerable road user. Oh, wait, I just read that. May include... Wait,
what were the old penalties? What were the old penalties? Like,
Sorry. That was... Penalties for a negligent driver who causes the death of a vulnerable road user? That seems low.
That seems very low.
Yeah, $5,000 a year in jail, suspension of license for 90 days.
So if I'm riding my bike and you're negligent and you kill me, you can spend up to a year in jail? Oh, no.
Penalties for a negligent driver who seriously injure a vulnerable road user
may include
a fine of $5,000, suspension of driving privileges for 90 days, traffic school, and up to 100 hours of community
service. Okay, so if you run me over and you break both my legs, then you get your license suspended for 90 days?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but what?
Not enough.
That seems like an absolute pile of crap. And they're saying this is the
hard-hitting new law.
So basically, if you're going to run someone over in Washington right now, go ahead and do it because there's no real law stopping you right now.
Don't do it.
Or do it.
Don't.
Not going to face any real consequences, evidently.
Let's all be nice.
Good grief.
The St. Helens School District has placed 10 staff members on paid administrative leave as part of the ongoing investigation into alleged sexual misconduct.
This thing just gets worse and worse and worse.
10?
Yeah,
so,
10.
Okay.
This is crazy. Yeah, they're
saying... What do the other 9 people have to do with it?
Well, they're being vague about that, but it says... of course, if you don't know, there's a former math teacher and the choir teacher who was the current choir teacher.
Yes.
They both were abusing kids.
And they were told that they were being investigated, and they let them keep... Well, at least one of them kept teaching.
So the principal, she's already been put on leave.
Yes.
And then the district superintendent as well, they were suspended. Aside from the teachers, the two teachers arrested, they are saying the staff members on leave include 2 who were placed on leave before November 13th, 3 on November 13th following arrest, 2 after reports from the Department of Human Services or tip lines, and 3 due to internal investigations.
Yeah. So, and this is tough to know whether or not they were involved in this. Did they know about it? Was this one of those things that had been talked about and they didn't report it?
I'm guessing it's
cover
that.
Up?
I'm guessing it's that. It's that there are people that knew about this and they're finding that out and they're trying to hold them accountable. And rightly so.
Yeah.
Because you have to do something about it.
And am I wrong, too? Did I see that there was also someone else that someone was in charge of? This was like just a couple days ago. Someone was in charge of the investigation or was running the investigation, like someone from the district. He had to step down because it turned out that he had a bunch of embezzlement charges out of, like, California. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. Someone who was in charge of, like, finding this out had to step down because he had a bunch of his own convictions for, like, federal crimes, money crimes, back when he was in California.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Like,
his name is Thomas DeLapp.
Yeah.
So and what it says, following the arrest and community reaction, the district hired PR crisis consultant.
That's what it was.
Thomas DeLapp to help manage their side. He stepped down shortly after his appointment following the revelation that he was charged with embezzlement. God.
That's what it. Yeah, then you hired someone to, like, okay, we need someone to get a hold of the situation and put us in a good light. Who do we go to? Let's go to the money laundering guy. What the hell is going on
Here's
in St. Helens?
Here's the situation.
A third-party investigation is underway with a final report expected within 45 to 60 days. Findings and recommendations will be shared with the community as permitted by law. Boy, that's going to be one hell of a public hearing right there.
Yeah, basically, if you're a teacher and you need work, go to St. Helens because something tells me they need an S ton of teachers. Somewhere Will Ortner's like, hell yeah. About to get a full-time job, bitches.
And finally, Jace, we have a new Apple coming to a grocery store near you in 2029.
There's new apples?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's lots of different types of apples.
I understand that. I didn't know that we are inventing.
You can create them, and it's been done before.
We're creating new apples?
Uh-huh. Washington State did it. You know, Washington State University. Their newest apple has been officially named Sunflare.
Oh.
It is the Sunflare apple.
Hmm. What is this?
It's a great hybrid. It's a really good hybrid.
It's a hybrid of what?
It is a tart, crunchy, juicy cross of Honeycrisp and Crips Pink, better known under the trademark Pink Lady.
So it's a cross between a Honeycrisp and a Pink Lady apple.
I will say, you know what? The Honeycrisp and the Pink Lady, those are both good apples.
Washington State had previously released the Cosmic Crisp apple, which
that's right.
I think was Honeycrisp with something that's lesser known, but I'm excited for this Sunflare.
Let me tell you somebody. There is somebody in my life who cannot get enough of the Cosmic Crisp.
Really?
And that
they're good?
That is my father-in-law.
Oh.
When we go to Bi-Mart every Tuesday.
Big fan?
We have to stop at Safeway, because Bi-Mart doesn't have produce.
Yeah.
We have to stop at Safeway and get 8,000 Cosmic Crisps.
I don't know if I've had the Cosmic Crisp.
And I make fun of him, but then he gets kind of mad because he's like, well, I'm like, dude, how many apples do you eat a day? Like, this is unbelievable. I've never seen anybody buy so many apples.
It's a delicious apple.
And then he gets a little defensive and he's like, dude, he doesn't call me dude. He's son. 80 years old. he's like,
he calls you bro, doesn't he?
He's like, bro, stop coming at me, bro. I eat an apple a day. It's healthy for you. What do you want from me? Yeah. I'm like, look, I get it. I'm just saying. I've never seen anyone buy so many damn apples.
I'm upset.
And it has to be the Cosmic
Crisp. I'm upset now that I've never had a Cosmic Crisp.
Wait, so what's the exact number? Because you said he buys like 8,000, but does he get like 20? How many does he get?
Yeah, he'll get... One time we got two bags of 20.
Wow.
We got 40 apples.
I don't buy...
And you're going to go back again next week?
I mean, he doesn't buy them every week. Okay. Like, we were just in there the other day and he didn't buy them. But
I buy like maybe 4 to 5 apples at a time because you got to... You can't overextend your apples.
Well, he...
You gotta keep it. Yeah, same thing with like banana. You gotta buy it in consumable quantities.
This is a dumb. I mean, I don't even know why I'm telling you this. But we're talking apples. Let's go.
Yeah.
Sunflares, baby. Yeah.
So we go to Safeway, and he doesn't walk very well. So the one time that he wanted the apples,
a little scooter cart.
He wants to try that, but he's afraid he'll wreck in the aisles.
I want to see him in this. Please,
I'll take video if
please.
He. Well, there is one in Safeway, yeah. And so yeah. if I'm gonna try to get him into it next time. And I'll take video for
my
you.
Mom has to drive around in one of those, and it's adorable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I were in his condition, I would want that.
Absolutely.
Because he has trouble walking.
Yeah. Boo's got a little rascal I got her. It's cute as a
So we go to Bi-Mart every Tuesday, and it's very exciting. Yeah. And then when we get done with Bi-Mart, Safeway's on the way home, and we have to stop at Safeway. Well, one time he says to me, you just go in because I don't want to go all the way up there just for apples. He goes, get me some apples. How many apples do you think I came back with?
If you said, get me some apples, I'm coming back with 5 apples.
Well, and if you've seen him get apples before, I'm guessing maybe... Okay.
No, this is a first.
Yeah, five's the number.
This is
then.
When I... Yeah, four I got five. Him 4 apples.
Makes sense.
I was like, this seems great. Yeah. I get back there. He's like, how many apples you get? Like, he laughed at me. He's like, dude, go back in there and get me some damn apples.
Wow.
And you're like, dude, how many are you eating?
That is a bold move.
Yeah.
So is he a 2 an apple a day guy? Or
He must be.
You know, that... And he likes the... I'll tell you what. This weekend, when I'm at the store, I'm trying one of these Cosmic Crisps.
He loves them. He thinks they're the best apple. Mm. So anyway, Washington State has the new Sunflare.
A lot of good apples out there, but I'll tell you right now. If you try to pass off a Red Delicious apple as a quality apple, you get right the hell out.
Really?
That is a bastard...
It is the most mealy apple by
is.
A mile.
It's an absolute pile of crap. There are so many good apples, and the Red Delicious... I think they pay you to take the Red Delicious apple. They're like, here, we'll give you a nickel to take this. Don't do it. It's the Bar S of apples. Don't buy Bar S hot dogs, and don't buy the Red Delicious. And by the way, someone emailed me today, a listener to the show that was very angry that I kept bagging on Bar S hot dogs and was trying to convince me that it's a good hot dog. And said, I need to apologize. No, I won't. I'm doubling down, you son of a bitch.
You have to apologize
to the same person that was claiming that the TV dinners were actually really good quality?
It might be. Yeah, the dude sent me a whole email about Bar-S hot dogs. And I'm not apologizing. The Red Delicious apple can kiss my ass, and so can the Bar-S hot dog.
What if I mix some Red Delicious in with his Cosmic Crisps? Do you think he'll know?
No. Oh, he's going to know.
Yeah.
It'll be 50% the same.
Dude, don't do it, man. I'll tell you right, it sounds like your father-in-law is taking his apple business very seriously.
He doesn't kid around, man.
No.
Have you ever taken him apple picking?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, I've got a boner, in this case a wiener, to pick with you. As a P1, I've heard you talk about the Bar-S hot dogs at least 3 times over the last 6 years. And he said, some people take offense to everything nowadays. Well, I take offense to this.
Hell yeah.
He says they're a fine, wholesome product. And I was hoping that you could retract some of your negative
statements. If you think I'm about to be a snowflake over this sausage, you're absolutely
right.
And
then he sent me an article about how they're America's number one hot dog.
Bar-S?
Bar-S. Lips and a-holes. It's the Red
Aren't
Delicious.
All hot dogs?
Dude, there is nothing worse than a disgusting bar. If you want to know if you're at a low-quality barbecue... Take a look. If they're serving Bar-S hot dogs...
I don't even think I know that brand.
Yeah, you shouldn't. That's because you don't have low-ass quality barbecues. Be bringing that Bar-S hot dog crap up in here.
People ask on Google, is Bar-S a good brand? And the answer is, if Bar-S is the best budget buy in your area, then by all means, reach for it.
Yeah.
It will still taste delicious. We've placed this brand in the bottom ranking because of its flavor profile... Or not because of its flavor profile, but because of its texture.
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible. Do you know what a pack of Bar-S Franks cost you at Walmart?
$2.
$1.18. In this day and age, $1.18, and you have the nerve to email me and tell me to retract my statement about Bar S?
Kevin, the Orange O guy, is in. He says the only thing good about Bar S hot dogs is they make good fishing bait.
There you go.
Okay.
Bar S. Bar S and Red Delicious. You know what you can do with those.
I guess I got to ask the question, is there such thing as a good brand of hot dog?
Yeah.
Hot dogs are disgusting.
Yeah, you can get some good ones. Well,
Costco brand, baby.
You can get better. Well, then you get in. Now you're going to get into some hot links and some sausage.
Well, that's different.
But if you want a good hot dog, you get a Hebrew Nation. Get a Jew dog. They're pretty good.
It's a good call.
That's in the news for December 13.
But get a bra.
2024.
Get a Johnsonville.
It's men of you.
Get a bra.
The Blazers are back in action tonight. We've got some transfer news and a couple big baseball trades. All next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.